But yeah. Fuck. Ah, look at this shit. Ah, it's starting to rain. Fuck, man. Yeah.
Under the trees.
Say what?
Under the trees.
Yeah. Hell. What the fuck?
What we get here, man?
Hold up.
No, man. We gotta take a sec.
Shit. What the fuck?
Okay. Oh, and look, the camera's already and shit, ready to go. All right.
And the fucking lights. And the fucking lights. Shit. What the fuck? Is this a surprise?
All right, guys. I guess we'll keep on continuing. Welcome back to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tune in your two favorite pioneers right here. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis. And finally, Hector did the intro in a good manner. Like, he had energy, he was positive, you know, the tone was good.
It was there.
Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Congratulations. Your medal, man. You have to do it a million more times before actually get a fucking medal. Shit. That was, I'm just surprised. Usually, as you can see, Hector's usually, like, you know, low toned. Hello, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you again for tuning into your two favorite Latinos, yada yada yada.
Just like that. I gotta work on that.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. Maybe we should flip it for once. I do the intro, you do the outro.
Okay.
We can do that one day. In next episode. Yeah, next episode we can do that. But getting into the groove of things, when you're a bigger artist, like, you have so much shit to worry about than when you're a smaller artist. Like, you can see, and definitely, like, many artists have said that they would prefer to go back and just, you know, be that small artist, and that's probably, for some artists, that's the best thing that they can ever do, is probably stay local, or stay statewide, because... So let's be honest, sometimes when people get too big, they get over their heads and they just become a mess. Mm. You know, health-wise, mentally, physically, like... Sometimes what some artists need is just to stay more humble. And to stay humble, they need to stay, you know, like... you know, they need to stay at a smaller scale, which is what they need, to be honest, sometimes.
Yeah. But I think it is a beautiful thing. Like, I wanted to talk about that because... as you know, like, I'm trying to be more, like, involved with, like, the locals, obviously, because of what I...
Local scene.
The brand and the podcast and stuff. We kind of have to do that.
Yeah.
And, over the months since we've been doing this, it's kind of just really interesting to see everybody who's, like, just starting off, people who have been doing it for, like, a couple of years now. And just see, like, the difference in progression and the difference in, like, in work ethic and I just think, you know, being a small artist, and this doesn't have to just be, you know, musicians as well. It's creative people and business people, people who are, like, running their own businesses and stuff like that. I just think it's, like, really, it's a really humble sphere of, like, time, like, space that you're in when you start off, because, like, this is where you're building your foundation. This is where you're building, like, who you are as a creative or as a company or whatever. And, like, it's just going to build off of that in the future. And I think it's really cool to just, you know, watch these artists when they're on stage performing, even though some of them are, like, you know, like, scared out of their mind, like, being on stage. I remember one time, actually, I was at the Cat's Cradle. I don't know if you know where that is.
I think I do.
It's more closer going to, like, to Chapel Hill, I think. And, it was during a Carolina Waves event with Mirror from K97.5, and there was this. They were doing, like, the open mic portion of the night, and there was this one guy who went up, and like his song started playing, the instrumental, the intro or whatever, and, like, the man could not bring himself to, like, even open his mouth on the mic, bro.
Really?
He was shaking his head like, I can't do it on stage.
What the fuck?
On stage. And, like, everybody in the crowd was, like, you
hyping
got this, man.
Hyping
like,
him
like,
up. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
No, you got this. Like, get up there. You can't quit. Like, everybody in the crowd was doing it. And he was just like, no, man, I can't do it. And he's like, maybe just another night. And I'm like, wow. But, like, he was a beginner.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it was just crazy to you know, just to take that in and see it for yourself. Because, like, you don't see that every day, really. You don't see people, like, you know... a lot of people don't, you know, like, post it or make it visible that, you know, they're struggling.
Yeah.
You know, so it was something that was just really, really interesting to watch.
The thing about it is that, like, when you're starting off, you need to practice so much. Yeah. And see, that some people, what they do is they don't take level. Like, everything goes by level, you know. Start off by, you know, start off in the shower level, yeah. That type of level. You start off, you know, singing in front of your siblings and shit, or your friends. And then you go to a bigger audience, and then, you know, you keep building. That's the way I think people should do it, just so they don't end up, you know, on stage and just frozen, you know? Yeah. You need to take baby steps towards everything, you know?
Yeah.
And especially as an artist, you need to... I mean, look at Tres Falsetto, man. Like, he said that he used to get booed off the stage because they didn't, like, you know, like his singing or something like that. And that's crazy. And now it's just like, damn, yo, the new song, what is it called? I listen to it all the time on Spotify. Perfect?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Perfect. That's like, I mean, and he posted a couple Instagram videos lately, and he was going up to random, you know, females and just singing to them, and it's just like crazy.
The music video.
Yeah, the music. Well, no, it wasn't a music video. No, it was just an Instagram story.
Oh.
Yeah, Instagram post. Yeah, it's just like, damn, like you know, you progress slowly, but the progression is beautiful. Like, you know, once J. Cole said. There's beauty in the struggle. There's definite beauty in the struggle, bro. Because when you look back into, there's beauty in the struggle once you get out of the struggle. You know, when during the struggle, it ain't fun. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're in that stage, guys. We're in that struggle stage, but we know that we're just gonna keep going and keep going ham on this shit and producing content. See, that's the thing. You have to take baby steps. People do not like taking baby steps, and that's what cuts the successful people from the failures. You know, yes, you're gonna fail a lot taking baby steps, but the thing is like it's worth it. Like it's worth it. You'll get there eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the thing people don't want to take is the baby steps. They're too impatient. You know.
Yeah.
And I know we're worse sometimes. We're fucking impatient. Everybody's fucking impatient, but it's just like, you know. I said it's trial and error until you get it. And just keep working. Keep your head up.
Mm-hmm.
Over the failures. Anything, you know.
It was something you said that triggered something I wanted to say. Now. I can't remember now.
What?
When we were talking about practice, you gotta start off small. Baby steps. Nah, shit. I can't.
Birth? Remember. No, I'm just kidding.
Birth?
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Just kidding. Birth?
Birth?
No, I'm just kidding. And also, another example is like our brothers and sisters at the Three Oak podcast, bro. That shit's fucking crazy, man.
Oh,
they started small, and now they're going to be doing their 100th episode. And from there, they're going to do an event at the Wicked Witch, right?
Yeah.
Wicked Witch. That shit's going
to
be fucking dope.
Shout out to them.
Get your tickets at. On Instagram, the link is in their bio at Three Oak Podcast. The Three Oak Podcast on Instagram. Go get your tickets. It's gonna be an awesome event. You know, we're gonna be there. It's gonna be a shitload of people, y'all. It's gonna be mad dope.
Yeah.
Shit, I can't wait, bro. I cannot fucking wait. It's gonna be lit, yo.
That's a prime example, though, like you said, though. Like,
yeah.
You can't give up. You gotta be patient with it. You just gotta put in fucking work.
That whole team, bro, has been going ham. I mean, shout outs to AJ the Menace, Leon Gamble with the music. Yo, those two, fire music. Ever since they've been going ham, like this year and a portion of last year, it's been mad dope. Like, the music is dope, the energy is dope, the hard work is dope. Like, and the humbleness is dope, you know. It's just I'm part of them, man. You know, shout outs to their
Shane and Petty.
Cherry
TNT, she also put out a music video too.
Yeah.
Recently it went viral
on Twitter. It got like more than 20,000.
Yeah, hey, shout out to you. We haven't met you.
Yeah, we haven't met you. But we're gonna meet you. Don't worry, we're gonna meet you.
We met the rest of the team, but
yeah.
And then
Alias Design Company, for producing their content. He produced the Cherry TNT music video. Shout-outs to him. Hard worker. Mad hard worker. Mad respect. Shout-outs to you, Winston. Shit, we love you, motherfucker.
And Big Champagne, too.
Big Champagne. God damn. Yeah, the comedian guy. Yeah, dude.
I met him once. He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool. Yeah. Have you ever been to one of his comedian shows?
It was at another local music event. It was at Leon's EP release.
Really? Party. Oh, okay. Oh,
they did it at the Wicked Witch too.
Yeah.
And yeah, but
and see the thing, you know, those type of events where you know the local, it is local. Even though we don't live in Raleigh, it's still local events that we go to in Raleigh. One interesting fact that me and Hector have noticed is that when we go to these certain events, Hector goes to more events than me, way more, but we both noticed that we don't see that many, like, sometimes we're the only Latinos at the location, which is fucking crazy. It's mad dope. It's mad dope because that makes us a little unique, I guess, but the thing is, it's like, I'm just, like, amazed how we're the only Latinos in the scene sometimes at these local events. It's like, I mean, everybody there, mostly they're minorities, you know, black and Latino. But it's like, damn, dude, there's not that many Latinos in the fucking music scene or creative scene locally, you know. It's I mean, worldwide, we fucking kill it. We have Anuel, we have Daddy Yankee, we have Romeo Santos, we have Bad Bunny, like we have
all of them.
Huh?
So all of them.
Yeah, all of them. You know, we have worldwide, we have Latinos who've been, you know, in the music and creative industry. They've been going at it, you know, they've bumped into different markets, the American market, South American market, Asian market as well, you know, and the European market as well. But we, you know, locally we haven't seen that what do you call it? That presence and that spark, man.
I have seen maybe like in person. Like I've seen like one or two people, but like I don't know. Maybe it's just maybe we're just not, you know,
looking
connecting with the right people.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. You're right. Maybe we aren't. But like, yeah, I've seen a couple as well. But I haven't seen as many. Like we. Feel like we're one of the pioneers to that creative start, you know.
After this
it should be like a domino effect, to be honest, you know.
Yeah.
Should be a domino effect after this. Don't get me wrong, there's a couple Latinos in the creative scene locally, but it's how I said, it's just surprising to us that there's not many, you know, considering we're one of the biggest minorities in the US. No, and the area, shit.
Hell yeah. Like, shit.
There's a lot of Hispanics in the area, though. A lot of Latinos, like Northern, Southern, a lot of high schools in Raleigh. Like we're out here. Like we out here. Like the Latino race and population is out here.
We out here, man.
Except they're just not out there in the creative scene.
Don't get us wrong. There's some on our DMs.
Hell we're looking to collab. We're looking to collab, and we're looking to have people on the podcast as well, Latinos, which is gonna be fucking awesome, dude.
You know who you are.
You know who you are, dude. We need to get them on soon,
soon,
ASAP, like ASAP, ASAP. But yeah, it's been crazy, because there has been it is rising. The number is rising. The number of Latinos in the creative scene. It's been rising. You have to admit it. You know?
Business wise, yeah, for sure.
Oh hell yeah, dude! Well, the Latinos own a bunch of businesses locally, man.
Cause also, I don't know if I told you this actually. My mom's been wanting to like get her own like food truck and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, her food is mad dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This past like I think it was Saturday. This past Saturday. Today's a Monday.
Yeah.
When we're recording this, we did a. She made plátanos rellenos.
And
she, like, got orders from, like, friends and, like, people from her church. And, and she just, like, accumulated a bunch of orders. She got about, like, 35, 40 orders.
How much did you sell each plate?
$7. $10. Un plátano relleno, about that big on, with the beef.
And yeah, I know what it is, man. Come on. Well, they probably
know. No, I was just telling you
what we wanted. Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
And then the soda. Like, with the soda included. Oh, okay. So like,
what's 7 times 35? What's the math?
A little bit over $200.
$200, and then she invested.
I don't know. I don't know how much she did on expenses. I just know how much she made. But it's just, you know, it's just that we need more, like, we need more minorities and more black people, more Hispanics and stuff, just, you know.
To create businesses.
Like, creating businesses, but yeah. Also, you know, what's the word? Investing in their own.
Yeah, yeah, businesses. Investing in their own so race. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know, obviously, that a lot of people, like, the black community obviously is always talking about this, you know, invest in black businesses, buy from black businesses and stuff, and give back to your own people. And, like, it's the same thing for us, too.
Really?
You know?
Yeah, Latinos, like, invest into your own community. Yeah. And let's be honest, I mean, in Durham, it's been growing, you know. Like, we have, like, stores like Tienda Mi Pueblo, which is Hispanic-owned. They have a chain in Raleigh, the RDU area. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro, Tienda Mi Pueblo, it's like, I want to say, like, 4 stores total in the RDU area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Food trucks, bro, we already know. Sometimes we dominate. On the food truck industry, we fucking dominate.
Yeah, man. I see this pupusa truck all over Durham all the time, man.
Yeah,
going to the YMCA or, like, going down fucking downtown or something. Like,
it might be the same one that's at UNC Chapel all the time as well.
They're over by the Latino Community Credit Union Bank all the time. They're over there, too.
Yeah.
But it's, you know...
And see, the thing about the Hispanic and black community is that we're both fucking hustlers, dude. When I say we hustle. Like, we both communities just hustle the fuck out of, you know, their lives. It's just fucking crazy. It's like, they don't give up is another thing. We don't give up easily. You know, a lot of businesses, they give up after, you know, failing for the first, the first quarter of the year. But see, nah, we, Hispanics, man, we can fail the whole fucking year and still come back the next year and do that shit all over again, you know, which is beautiful. And I said, to not fail, that's what we should be doing, you know. The black and Latino community should be investing into their businesses that are created by their own people, you know. That's the thing that a lot of people don't do. Like, instead of going to the nail salon, you know, what is it called? You know, like, for example, Luxury Spa Nail, or, you know, it's businesses on Irwin Road. Mm-hmm. Go to a fucking black nail salon, dude. Instead of going to, like, fucking Chipotle, go to a fucking Hispanic food truck, you know? and the thing is, the quality is there, bro. Like, the quality is there. Like, there's either the quality is the same or even better, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's how I said, it's just important to support black businesses and Latino businesses and work hard, man. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you can have talent for anything. You know, you can have talent for making food and shit and painting nails, but if you don't put in hard work, you know, you don't have nothing. You don't have, because I always said hard work beats talent every single day of the week, bro. Every single goddamn.
That's what I wanted to get into too. What you thought about, like, that versus hard work or talent, and which, like, how you rate them on the scale?
I think it's been since day one, hard work has won every day of the week, you know. Mm-hmm. Every day of the week, hard work has beat talent. Because let's look at Messi, you know. The man, he was good, yes. Yeah, he had talent for sure. But the man was a shorty. Planta baja, you know.
Planta baja.
Yeah, but the thing is that man fucking worked his ass off, you know. He worked and got in the fucking ranks and, you know. One of the best in the world, you know. So, that's the thing. Hard work beats talent every single day of the week. You can be the most talented person out in the world, you know, the most talented in a certain hobby or sport or activity, but if you don't put in that hard work, man, you're not shit. You're not shit. You're nothing. You're literally nothing. I said, hard work beats everything, you know?
Well, how do you explain some of those people who are just, like, they're talented, yes, but, like, they didn't even do much and they go somewhere? You know what I mean? Like, those one hit viral songs, like freaking Lil Nas X with the Old Town Road or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't know how long he's been doing music. I don't want to just be talking on my ass here.
No. Like, he's been putting in work. Let's be honest. He's been going at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been going at it. I
obviously haven't been keeping up with him.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. Kind of like, let's say, you know, you have daddy and mommy money, and your daddy and mommy are fucking millionaires. Let's say fucking Trump, for example. I mean, that's true. You know, you're basically handed over everything. But the thing is like...
if you're talented, though, still? Like, you have the talent to do it. You were just, like...
Even better.
You were given an advantage or whatever.
Say what?
Like, you have the talent to do whatever it is that you want to do. Say you're an artist, and you have that talent creatively, but, like, you didn't really do much work to get there. Because, you know, there are those, like, one-hit wonder people.
Yeah, kind of like Bad Baby. You know who that is?
Nah.
The girl who was on Dr. Phil, and she was like... Catch me outside.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, as you can tell, she tried to hit, like, she had like a one hit wonder. I forgot what song it was called. But see, after that, she kind of disappeared from the music industry. I mean, from the music scene, you know? It's like nobody knows about her. Nobody really listens to her. But I do know she just did a collab, but I think it was DaBaby, but who fucking knows? But I just feel like still she's not. I mean, if she puts in the work, then hell yeah. But talent wise, we all. I don't know, she ain't fucking talented. Come on now,
bro.
She got famous off of what, like fucking Dr. Phil shit.
Yeah.
What a fucking viral phrase. A halfway phrase. It wasn't even
catch
a whole.
Outside.
How about that? I mean, it wasn't even a whole fucking phrase. Oh shit, my fucking hair. Oh shit. Yeah, man, it's just something that it's just like, it's useless to have talent if you're not going to put in hard work. That's the only thing.
And I also wanted to say, like, it's good to always, you know, hard work over talent any day. But you also, like, some people, I'm including myself in this because I've been going through this. Sometimes, you know, you go through that phase where you're like, you're telling yourself, oh, I just got to work hard. I just got to work hard and it's all going to work out. But there's a difference between working hard and working smart as well.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Hell yeah.
Like, just doing the same thing every day, all day, thinking that it's going to work. And, you know, never changing it up to see if something else will work.
See, that's the thing. Sometimes, yes, it's important to have hard work, but as well, in addition, you need to have a game plan. And that game plan has to be smart. And sometimes you need to take... That's where taking two steps back has to come into play, where you take two steps back, you see how you failed, and you see how, you know, what's straining, what's taking so long, you know, I don't know what's a good example, but you see what's keeping you back from succeeding and, you know, it's taking up too much time to do this certain thing or to practice this certain thing, and then you find a way around it, you know, it's important to find keys, you know. Keys to not create a shortcut, but to become more efficient. Like, that's the thing. You have to work hard, but you also have to be efficient. Because that's probably one of the two keys of success. You have to be efficient, you have to work hard, and you got to work smart.
Yeah.
Those are some of the three keys. Like, you can't... Because let's be honest, some people... Like Latinos, for example, they work their ass off their whole fucking life. But sometimes they don't get to the point where they wanted to get.
Yeah.
As I always said, you have to work hard, but work smart with it. And in addition, be efficient, you know? Like, you can't, you know, expect certain results off of just, like, you know, you have your goal and you're just running towards it as fast as you can, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to pace yourself and say...
Sometimes you have to take a detour.
You have to fucking take a detour. And sometimes taking detours is a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fucking good thing. I mean, as you can see, there's a lot of people who started off, you know, towards one goal, but they ended up, you know, at another place. For example, Drake. He used to be an actor. He used to want to be an actor. But look where he ended up, you know, one of the biggest pop artists in the fucking world, you know, in history.
And now he's making, what's it, Airline Drake.
Airline fucking Drake. Yeah, that's fucking crazy, bro.
That was awesome. That shit is fucking crazy.
See, and that's another important thing, man. See, all these rappers are just like, you know, all I'm going to do all my life is, you know, buy gold and chains and buy big houses and buy cars and make music. Bro, you got to fucking invest that fucking money, man.
And other things, man.
Like, shit, like, one thing that I did, for example, I mean, it was something small, it wasn't big, but I bought a car, and then I flipped it. I made $10,000, I mean, not $10,000,
what?
I made $1,000 profit, you know, like, and then I'm gonna keep doing it, you know. It's like, it's important to invest your money. Sometimes you get money, and it's better to not even touch it, not even think about it, man. That's how I look at it. Like, If I was like an artist like Drake, honestly, man, I would go to like 10 shows and honestly store that money, not even think about it, and see where I can invest it. Say, yeah. I'm not richer and I'm not poor. You know, I'm the same after and before those 10 shows. And that money that I got from those 10 shows, invest it. I'll get that money back eventually, you know. But I would say that's starting to get into what investments are smart.
Yeah.
How I said, man, you gotta work hard, but you also have to be efficient and work smart. You know, because you know you don't want to invest in something, or you don't want to invest into a market that's kind of getting to the dead end. You know, because let's be honest, some markets, you know, they have a dead end, and after that, it's just kind of like it's not even you know useful to invest into it. You know.
Yeah.
So. That's what I think. Yeah. Fun fact, I went to Neil Cultural Night, and it was mad dope. That was one...
Wait, what is that?
So, Neil Cultural Night it had a talent show, and they had food, but they were just kind of, like, trying to have, like, you know, cultural events from different cultures. But there were only, I know there was, the Latino community was there. They were present, for sure. The African community was there, for sure. And you know, just the Black community in general were just there. They were present, for sure. And, you good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
That's funny. Sure, but sure. it was wonderful to see basically the two minorities of Durham just come together and produce a night where they just focus on what they have. You know, it was pretty nice. The food was bomb.com. It was awesome seeing, you know, kids from a young age being the two minorities of Durham, the two biggest minorities of Durham, being able to come together and create an event where they just show off each other's culture and just appreciate where they come from, you know. It was mad dope. They had a talent show. There was a lot of dancing. There was punta, bachata.
Hey, did you dance some?
Hell no. It was a talent show. I was watching, man.
Oh, I thought you meant for like, it was like a room and you could go in there and, you know.
Nah. We were watching it. They were pretty. They were okay. They did a pretty good job. The transitions were actually pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Considering it was all student ran. Like, the teachers were never involved. It was... From point A to point B, it was all students.
That's cool.
Until they got to the food where, you know, it was the teachers, you know, giving people the food. But yeah, it was a beautiful thing, and I think I like those types of events. To be honest, I wasn't even gonna go. I was gonna go pick up my little cousin. And I was like, you know what? Let's go. I heard there's food, so. Let's go and see what they have, and then, you know, I ended up going to the gymnasium and watching the whole event, then eating food and then talking to different parents and different kids, which was another beautiful thing, because it's just like it reminds me that, you know, focusing on the youth is so fucking important. Like, that's literally the fucking future of our community. Why not focus on it, you know? Invest into the youth. Investing into the educational system, which we definitely need a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Shitload of, man. Like, you know, it's just like it feels like sometimes countries don't invest too much into education. And kids, you know, they stay, you know, they're in a limbo, you know, between good and bad. Hey, I want to do good, but I have no path to being good. So, of course, you're going to take the bad route, you know. Yeah.
I actually saw something.
What?
On, I think it was on Instagram or something like that, how, like, we need more, like, teachers of color and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For those kid types of kids, yeah, too, because the statistics on, like, young black males or stuff dropping out of school, mm-hmm, or something, it says decreases.
Yeah.
When they have at least, you know, one black teacher or something. Yeah,
that was like actually during the year. That was actually what one of my ex classmates were talking about. My first semester at DT, he was giving, it was the ACA class, a transfer education class, and he was talking about all these statistics about how black males are the smallest percentage in the teacher community. And, well, the black community, the black races in general, they're the smallest percentage in the teacher population in the U.S., which is, it's fucking crazy. It's just, yeah, like, we need more educators. But at the same time, you start thinking about, hey, who wants, you know, the pay is just not good, bro.
Yeah.
It's not fucking, and I don't blame
you. You know, I mean, some people are just passionate enough that, yeah, like, yeah, that doesn't, right, even matter to them. Yeah. You know, like, they'd rather, yeah, just, you know, educate these young people
and see, and
show them a way, pave the path.
For, yeah, them, you know? I mean, the thing is, it's good to be passionate. And yes, I agree. If you're passionate about something, but you don't get that many funding as a reward, it's fine. You can do it. But sometimes, bro, let's be honest, bro, people gotta eat, man. People, yeah, gotta eat. People gotta eat, man. People, yeah, gotta live. You got bills to pay, you know, they're grown-ups, you know, they got a mortgage to pay, rent, yeah, to, yeah, pay, light bill, they gotta eat, they probably have kids, they, or a dog, you know, they gotta eat, or as dog, well. Like, bro, like, people gotta eat.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Wasn't there, I think there was, like, a teacher, what's the word?
Is it,
It was recent.
Like, is it protest?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A teacher protest, yeah, for some reason, that happened here. Was it in Durham or, like, you know?
I know there were, there was, what do you call it? There was actually a lot of protests nationally of teachers. I think there was one in D.C. actually. No, probably I'm right. Probably not. We'll see. But it's just like, I mean, I feel like the people who are, educating our future, which is the youth, should be earning way fucking more. They should be making, honestly, man, making the same thing, the same type of money that engineers would be making.
How much is that?
I mean, a lot.
It's like a lot.
Yeah, to be honest, but yeah, dude. Weird question, but what's like a kind of like changing pace? But what's the strategy you use when you're like trying to stay healthy and you're not trying to eat like fat foods or greasy foods? Like, what's the strategy for you not to eat it?
Avoid it at all costs.
Really? Give me an example. Because I know sometimes your mom is making that bomb-ass food, yeah, but you know it ain't healthy, but it looks good. But then you're like, it doesn't look healthy. And then you're like, I'm not trying to gain any pounds, but then like, it looks delicious. And I'm like,
honestly, it's just, you know, restricting what you freaking, yeah, buy at the grocery store in the first place.
Yeah, anyway, you're right. Yeah, but me, honestly, bro, what I do is, like, if, like, for an example, if I'm out with my friends and, like, or my siblings or something, and we go to a fast food restaurant, I'm just like, man, so this meal costs about $7 or $10. What can I do with $10?
That's like, to buy more food?
No, like, what could I do in general with $10? I'm like, that's like, if I say four to five meals, that's like a whole gas tank. Like, I could be saving money right now. Let me not eat this. But I've been failing on that, to be honest. I'd be like, man.
Just starving yourself?
Yeah, but then I'd be going into my bank account and then I'm like calculating. I'm just like, it's fucking useless. I still have more money. It's just like, you know, it's like, let me just buy it. But I need to start eating healthy, man. Like, I need to. Like,
didn't you say you were going to start doing the whole meal prep
thing? I did.
Didn't last long?
No, I just, it lasted for the amount of food I created. I felt too lazy to go to the grocery store and buy more food. I need to, though, man. I need to. Come on. Shit. Yeah, I know. It's all about failures, how we said earlier. It's fine.
Peanut butter. Just eat a lot of peanut butter.
Is peanut butter even healthy?
It is. It's a source of fat.
Yeah, that's what I need less of, man.
No, you need just a balance.
Healthy fats. Yeah, healthy fats. Yeah. I don't know. I need to. I'm gonna eat like strictly white rice and chicken and like probably like.
No, man, that's too boring. You gotta switch it up.
No, man. Yeah, you can like add vegetables.
Yeah, don't be eating that every day.
I mean,
you know, you get bored of that quick.
Not really. I mean, one thing that I could do is like add like. Zero calorie sauces, like tomato sauce with chicken. That's not good, to be honest. Or like barbecue sauce. There's some pretty healthy. Mustard. Yeah, honey mustard. Healthy sauces, of course, zero calorie. That probably don't taste that good sometimes, but yeah. To stay healthy, it's the best thing you can eat. You know, to. Stay on the line, you know. But yeah, you guys, we're gonna start wrapping it up. Today, what do we want to leave the Pioneer Nation, Hector? Shit, that's the okay. What's your method that you guys use to stay healthy?
If you do,
that's. But.
Because we need that advice.
Too. Yeah, we fucking need that.
I'm a lifeguard, so I'll be working outside in the sun with no shirt on. So, I need to look good. Bruh. I need to look good.
I mean, I just want to look good for my girlfriend. Not these hoes, but what's up?
leave us that answer
on any platform that you can comment on. Instagram.
YouTube,
anything. But yeah, you guys, please leave feedback to the podcast. We love reading you guys' feedback at all times. We love communicating with you guys, reading you guys' comments, responding, everything. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace out. Fuck, man. These are the fucking struggles, man. When you don't got a goddamn studio at the moment. It's starting to fucking rain, man. You're all good, bro. Fuck, man. There's some trees right there, bro. Go that way.
Where?
Right there. Some trees right there, man. Or under there. Actually, it might be better over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That did not last long.
So what do you have to say about the struggle, Hector? What do you have to say? Sucks? Yeah. We'll be looking back on this shit a couple years, bro, when we have our own fucking studio, though.
Exactly. There you go.